So the next section of the program is some reflections on how Ajahn Chah trained Westerners. As you can see, there's a certain amount of flexibility in the keeping with the program and the subject matter, and that we will just say whatever we feel like saying. But this is very much in the spirit of the Master, who was known to quote certain passages from the scriptures, and then people would say, "What sutta does that come from?" Or, "I never heard that before." Or, and then you'd look through the books and find there's no wonder it wasn't, you hadn't seen it before, because it's not actually there. But hopefully the stories and our recollections and words are meaningful and help to transform the heart nonetheless. So this afternoon, the first to speak will be Kitty Saro, who spoke a little yesterday. Just to give an introduction for some of you who are not here, he was ordained as a monk in 1976 by Ajahn Chah. He and I were close Dharma companions, Dharma brothers from the early days in Thailand at that time. Before he went to Thailand, he had the distinction of being a Eastern States wrestling champion 2 years in a row, even though he doesn't look like the pugnacious type. He was considerably more muscle-bound when I first met him. And there was also a Rhodes Scholar at Oxford University, and as he was telling us yesterday, was in the middle of a thesis on science and mysticism in the writings of Aldous Huxley, when he decided to follow his nose to Thailand instead. And we have empathy in this regard. Brothers in old age, sickness, death, and noses. The one who noses. The two who noses. So, he will be the first to speak this afternoon, and then the others are sharing the panel. Next to him is Tanisra, to whom he is married, who is also a nun in our community for 12 years, and was ordained by Ajahn Sumedho in England, and both of them now reside in South Africa and teach there, and in Europe and here in the States. And then to my immediate left is Paul Breiter, who has spent about 6 or 7 years in robes with Ajahn Chah in the 70s, and disrobed in 77, has lived as a lay person since then, and practiced in Zen and Tibetan traditions as well. And he's just completed a new book of translations of Ajahn Chah's teachings called Being Dharma, which there's little flyers for that around. And wonderful, wonderful teachings. Paul's put heart and soul, if Buddhists can use such a term, for the last couple of years into that work, and it's be released for commercial distribution in August, but there's little information about that. So without further ado, and also Ajahn Sumedho will be sharing the panel as well.